Failed cold opens.
I mean, that's when you try to force it, it just doesn't work.
Right? All right. Are you trying to be the 80s goat guy? Jim Brewer?
No, that was the you were continuing that path. I went down a different path. That
No.
was like the dolphin when you try to do anal. Like you try to put it in your wife and she sounds like a dolphin. You've never heard that joke?
I have.
Right. I mean, it was a weird tangent to get to. You know.
Well, make fun
Good
of the
thing.
Falcons then.
The roof is finally closes. We'll see how long that lasts.
We shall.
So now all the shit will just stay inside the asshole.
Speaking of assholes. Now it works.
Check this out, real quick. I don't know if everybody know us personally as individuals, so what I want to do right now is I want to take this time out just to introduce everybody. So let me just introduce everybody. I need from the people up top, for the people on the bottom, and the people in the back on both sides to give it up when I say
the music is the soul.
So what I want to do right now is I just want to go back a little bit with y'all. Check this out.
Yo, dressed in indigenous garb, sitting abroad. The words that I used to be awe, people applaud. Now watch how the brother adapt, fill in the gaps perhaps. I play the block until the curb collapsed. Now check the method and put the message on record. Promote the effort and change the neighborhood preference. And keep them guessing from the old to the adolescent. It's J5 and it ain't no half-stepping.
Wordplay, we display, can only convey the vibe when they DJ. Colonial repertoire from the NPC. Feel sorry for those who botched. And innocently, the menacingly devised man's courage in half. Alerted my staff, demolished every nerd in my path. The verbal to rap will tower over new day job. We do play live, ask the people who they thrive, the cool J5.
We vibe right into the night, words that we write will calm down the serious sight. Come to the light, the wordplay we display kept us moving from Tokyo to L.A. Catch the feeling as we move on, follow the groove, it steadily soothes. Got you all coming in too, follow the crew. No mean thing, cause we tied like shoestrings. When we sing, you hear buzz like bee stings.
Thank you. This is a very historical moment for us as Jurassic Park.
What's up, Who Dat Nation? And thanks for joining us on the Dough Patrol Podcast. I'm your host, Jeff, and my drunk scale rating is zero. But as promised, I am drinking the other beer from the Kona Brewing Company that I have. It's called a Hanalei Island IPA. This one it's a bit of a passion fruit orange guava built into a beer. And it does have a bit of a tropical flavor, too. Let's see. Yep. It's got some floral aroma.
Tropical? Tropical yet satisfying.
That's right. So this one's pretty good too. So Kona Brewing Company is 2 for 2. If anybody who listens to the show happens to work for or own the Kona Brewing Company, you can send as many cases to me as you like. Just DM us for the address and I'll let you know where to send the beer. And as long as you keep sending it, I will keep talking about it. Anyway, training camp has officially begun, and so marks the first week of the Saints' run to their second Super Bowl championship in team history. With high hopes and early proclamations from those who cover the Saints, like best wide receiver core in Saints history, we are amped up and ready to dive into talking about the results of the first week of camp and what it might mean for preseason expectations. So put your seatbelts on, keep your hands and legs inside your earbuds at all times, and enjoy the show. Jason, welcome to the show. What's your number?
I will go with a 2. I am on my second transfusion, as we had to wait a little bit, so I was able to pour a second one. Still going with the transfusion.
Oh,
still
yeah.
Summertime. Vodka. Nice. Have you tried it yet?
No. What is it again? It's vodka?
It's vodka, ginger ale, and a splash of grape juice.
Ginger ale. I need to get some ginger ale and grape juice then.
I mean, I use diet ginger ale, but whatever. I would assume that's what you would
use. I don't think it matters, yeah.
Since we're fat and old, so we need the diet.
You diet by putting diet in your alcohol.
Sure. I put diet in all my alcohol.
All right, David, welcome to the show. How are you feeling?
Oh, I'm feeling good, yeah. Excited to training camp. It's fun.
started with the pads.
Actually happened. Felt like it took forever to get here, but let's talk about it in Overanalyze This.
Did I see what you did there? No, that was last week.
So, we're clearly going to overanalyze everything that happens in training camp as though it's some omen to what's going to happen in pan out for the season, because it always works that way. So, early camp standouts. We're going to start with, let's start with the wide receiver core. And Tre'Quan Smith, pretty much shining as
they said he makes a highlight play every day.
Right?
Pretty much. You know, it's weird. Like, just think, you know, and I know in the past, probably PGA, you can't overreact. It's training camp, but you get the excitement of football starting, and it's crazy how fast I've ramped up. I went from 0 to 60 in, like, a half a second in terms of I'm all in on football now. Like, I've watched more NFL Network, and ESPN was at the Saints camp yesterday. NFL Network was there today. But, like, 8 years ago, 10 years ago, when you didn't have all these cell phone videos of all the plays at training camp, you would just hear, or constant tweets about it, you would just get, every day you'd get a recap, that's it. But now that you can, you know, you get video of all these big plays, it just kind of pumps up the excitement. But he's definitely showing out, which is good. We'll see how
he's doing
how
it translates. You would expect,
he's doing what he's supposed
would,
to
want,
do.
Right, he's doing what you want him to do, instead of busting.
Right. No Stanley Jean-Baptiste in here.
And
no,
clearly, what's the injury? Who got it? Doral got hurt?
Yeah, he broke a bone in his humerus bone. yeah, so it sucks for him. I mean, broken. It's a bone in between his shoulder and his elbow.
But
so that sucks.
With Tre'Quan Smith doing so well, and you got pretty much, okay, so that's three positions locked up. It's Thomas, Ginn, and Tre'Quan.
Well, and Meredith.
And Meredith.
No, no, no.
That's four.
I would still put a healthy Meredith, I would still put ahead of Tre'Quan Smith.
Okay, so that, but still.
Stop overreacting, Jeff!
That's the name of the segment. So he is, all right, give him the fourth slot, then now you've got only one slot left. Doral wasn't going to make it anyway, so.
Probably not. You know, he was still, because he's still eligible for the practice squad, so that's probably where we were going to stick him. He stuck around. But just, you hate to see it from the kid, you know.
Yeah.
He's working his ass off, and he breaks his bone. You know, it sucks for him.
Right. I agree. But it doesn't necessarily suck for us.
It doesn't affect the Saints receiving core, because he probably wasn't going to make the team.
Yeah. Right.
It sucks for him. That's all.
Alright, so
he might have made the practice squad, and he still might.
Well, or either that, or depending on how bad the injury is, they could stick him on IR. You know, they might do that. Because, I mean, I think they like him. It's just, you know, it's a bad break, literally.
I would laugh, but it's not humorous. I like the laugh. You gotta do the laugh every time we talk about it.
Okay, whenever. So somebody else from another team breaks their humerus bone.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, what else? Who's the other guy, Damon? That you were saying that you were
Dan doing? Arnold. That's the one there.
Dan?
That's the one. Everybody, Arnold. Yeah, the tight end. He was a wide receiver, the movement tight end. That's who they've been. At least that's who they've been blowing. You know.
So I haven't heard that too much about him from where I'm sitting. So, fill me in.
Again, I'm just reading.
He's reading DanArnoldFanClub.com.
Yeah. DanArnold.com.
Yeah, but no.
But I know Nick Underhill mentioned him.
Right. Yeah. Underhill likes him, and I like him, and I kind of trust Underhill.
I do.
Yeah, he's the best local guy. But I mean, look, at minicamp, it was Deion Yelder, the undrafted tight end, and now it's him. So, look, if any one of these guys break out and does something, I'm all for it, because our tight end, you know, it's a little iffy. Yeah, it's a little iffy.
So let's just hope he's not just taking reaching for anything. To oh, thank goodness this guy can catch. So whew. Is the bar low? I guess is what I'm getting.
Well, it is. But also, I mean, look, he's you know if he's a rookie, he's eligible for the practice squad too. So
right,
he doesn't do much. Maybe you can stash him there and see what happens. Long term project.
All right. So then, what do we got?
Well, today,
Payson Hill watch.
Yeah, apparently Savage is way ahead of him at this point.
That's not what I heard. I heard well, I'll put it right here. Savage is probably ahead of him. But what you heard is that if Savage ends up having to play, then, you know.
Well, our season's fucked. I mean, right. we knew that.
Yeah. I mean, anybody but number
Captain
nine.
Captain Obvious, another rescue.
Right. And that goes without saying, but. I mean, you could have a backup.
But Jeff's going to say it anyway. Go ahead, Jeff.
No, what I'm saying is it's worse because you would like to have a backup. Nobody's going to be Drew Brees, but you'd like to have a backup that could actually win a few games. If, you know, word on the street, if Savage starts, I mean, other than handing off the ball.
What makes you think Hill would be any different?
I'm not saying he would. What I'm saying is.
You want to.
What I'm saying is, man, it would be nice to have a backup that could, you know, provide you with some semblance of hope. But, man, the Saints go from like – it's like you got the A list and you would maybe hope for like a C list.
We have one of the greatest quarterbacks in the history of the game. There is only C's, after him.
I mean, look, if we had Luke McCown, I'd feel a lot more comfortable.
Chase Daniel, yeah. I'd feel more comfortable.
Yeah, I agree. Dude, yeah. I agree.
You see the point I'm making? Yeah.
Just hope to God
but that. Let's not get all in the negatives because.
Right, exactly. I don't want to start thinking about that.
Right.
Please.
All right, then what else we got?
Today's practice because there's a lot of media attention because the NFL Network was here today. The defense wrecked some shit today.
Had a little fun there, doing backflips and all that.
Interceptions, batted balls, everything. And, of course, everybody's like, holy shit, this defense it might be great, and it might. But, again, this early in camp, the offense doesn't have nearly as many plays installed. Guys don't know everything yet. It's easier for the defense to make, you know, to really come on strong early while the offense is still trying to install everything.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's still fucking encouraging that our defense is doing things and making plays against Brees. You like to see that, and it's kind of from everywhere. Like a lot of guys are making plays.
You think
plays.
Brees kind of gave it to him a little bit just for the fact that they were here and hey, let's let these guys look good. I'll throw a few balls their way. You know,
this guy is fucking stupid.
But I mean, look, it is good to see that that the defense looks competitive, like we think it's going to be. I mean, we've talked about how. They've got a lot of depth. They appear to have a lot of young talent coming up. They should be getting better. It's good to have a competent defense, you know, Drew going against a competent defense in practice. It's just, it's very encouraging.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I got to go nuts and overreact, but it looks good. You know, a weekend, it looks
right,
good.
Right,
right. No?
Well, it's like, it's where it needs and should be. I mean, I think that's the story is we're based on the expectation we'd be pretty let down if it was anything less.
Brees was just torturing.
We're nervous, right? I mean, the defense is they're given everybody's given you fun things to be excited about rather than things to be concerned about. And I really don't want to jinx anything, but I mean, you have to say that I'm glad that you know so far like Doral seems to be the only.
Well, again, I mean, that's the same argument we made during the off season that it's very quiet, you know. And
yeah,
look, you don't hear any good news in the off season. It's either suspensions, arrests, or injuries,
yeah. Or a broken humerus. I mean, look, already this first week of practice, like the Chargers lost another tight end to a torn ACL. Steelers lost an offensive lineman for a few weeks. Carolina lost a cornerback to a broken leg today. And they lost one of their tackles to like a hurt quad. Like that's bad. Like that's the key. Like we, if Doral is our big injury, whew.
I mean, you take that to the bank.
Did y'all read? Remember what they were doing with Drew last year? The you know, they'd give him certain days off. You know, the, you know, work 2 days and the third day off or whatever the schedule. And Peyton was talking about that's what they're doing with all the veterans this year. You know, by design, they're giving them planned time off to.
Yeah, because I think today, like,
fresh.
Like Cam Jordan didn't practice today.
Right. That's who they were talking about, Cam Jordan. You know, and they were saying, right, he's healthy, fine. It's a planned day off.
Yeah, look, we're not worried about Cam. Doesn't need any extra reps. We know how good he is.
No.
As long as it doesn't.
No, right, exactly. It's a veteran, and like you just said, like you alluded to, it's the guys who know what they're doing. It's not. Yeah, right. It won't be a rookie who needs the, who needs the practice time. But maybe that'll help, God forbid, on our,
Yeah, are they off?
Our injury.
Are they off and kind of like, quote unquote, coaching?
I don't know, because normally the reporters will say, like, yeah, he's not out here. Like, maybe he's in the facility watching tape or lifting weights or something like that. But I mean, I don't know. I'm not at the practice field.
Normally
the reports come in like these guys aren't out here, like aren't out on the field.
See, that's what I'm saying. I would like to know that they were out there helping the other guy.
Well, that, we have coaches for that.
Well, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you're right.
That's why we pay guys to do that.
Yeah, we have people who do that for us.
They're called coaches. Right?
And we actually have.
They're called coaches. Now. Thank you.
Well, but you look at the stories on Davenport and how he says Terron Armstead's helping him learn some things because he's only got one move, and he's trying to develop a few extra moves and whatnot. And Armstead is kind of letting him know, like, look, you know, if you want to be productive, why don't you try doing this next time or something?
I'm sure Cam's gonna impart, and our defensive line coach is gonna do that as well. I mean, that's part of the whole
his job. As long as it's not Bill Johnson, we're okay.
Yeah, we are going to be fine. Things on the offense look good. Things on the defense looks good. The return game is a little. That seems to be the real question mark. Peyton mentioned it was like The Bachelor. There's 12 people back there. We'll see who wins a rose.
Oh God, yeah. That ain't gonna be good.
Hopefully, because like guys are fumbling the kicks, and it's just not looking great. I mean, if worse comes to worse, I guess they could stick Kamara back there, but considering I'd rather not. Kind of need him elsewhere, but that seems to be one of the real question marks right now is the return. So you'd like to see somebody step up and just take it away, but
yeah,
they're sticking a bunch of guys back there.
Well, didn't they bring somebody for the purpose of returning kicks? I thought, who was the guy? Was it Tre'Quan Smith himself, though? Like, I thought they recruited. I mean, they drafted somebody that would kind of be a special teamer.
Nope. Thank you.
But they got Taysom Hill for that.
They do have. Well, at least he could do something good.
He's the only bright spot on the special teams.
Right. He can go down and make a tackle.
That's right. I mean, you know, I all the stuff that we do about, you know, picking on him, it's not picking on him, it's picking on the people who think he's the next Drew Brees. But I will say, I am looking forward to seeing what he does in the first or second preseason game. I want to see if him as quarterback is as tough as him as the special teams guy. Because, again, from what you read, I mean, it's going to take three guys to sack it, to take him down, or, you know, he's a tough guy. I could almost picture like a Roethlisberger type quarterback if that's going to be his style.
Well, it's fine. He's got to make the throws like Roethlisberger makes the throws. Mm-hmm. But you're right. I mean, think about it. We've never really seen him throw passes. We're not out of practice. We don't see throws. So actually to see it in game action, that is going to be something to watch for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm usually not excited about preseason games, but I'm so in on fucking football. I'm ready to watch just to see, you know, some of these other things. Let's see how guys flash. I mean, fuck, I'm even listening to WWL all the time just because I want to hear, like, I want to hear Sane stuff now. It's weird how that switched for me.
Oh, hold on. What the heck is Damon doing? It sounds like you're throwing up.
I'm not doing anything.
I heard wall.
I'm scratching my beard.
Oh, Jesus. That's what he's calling it.
So, all right, what now?
I was just, you know, how, like, I'm ready to watch preseason games. I'm ready to watch football. That's football switch for me just flipped on so quickly. It's stunning. But I'm even listening to WWO almost pretty much every day just because I want to hear something about the Saints.
And it seems like WWL's even gotten a little bit, I don't know. Maybe I'm like you. Maybe I'm just excited to hear football.
That's all it is. Like,
but,
I catch...
But it seems like they've gotten better with their commercials.
You know what? Yeah, I will say that. I will say I have not noticed as many commercials yet. I do.
Yeah, it seems like they're doing less and less. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
No, it seems like it's not as bad as it was. Now it's weird. Like, I listen, but I catch myself hate listening to fucking Christian Garlic.
Garrett.
I call him Garlic because I don't like him. He's not. It's weird.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with him. I mean, come on. He's no fucking Deke, you know, thank God.
Well, no, but look, okay, so you go from chicken shit to slightly less version of chicken shit?
Yes.
Like, he's not good on the radio. He talks real fast, then he kind of stutters, but then he does like this. He's not good on the radio. And that's what we're stuck with.
Maybe he broke his humorous bone.
You could have. That's going to be a new thing. You can bring.
Uh-huh.
But just, I mean, I don't know. I'm sure he's whatever, nice guy, whatever he is. But he's not good on the radio, and it's a shame that. Yeah, look, we finally got rid of Deke, and we just replaced him with that. He's not much better.
Now, speaking of the radio, since our last show, it was announced that Zach Streif is officially the play-by-play guy to Deuce's color commentary, taking the place of Jim Henderson on WWL. How do you feel about that? I mean, we've never heard. I might have to tune down my TV for the first preseason game and listen to Zach Streif on the radio. How many people are planning to do that?
Yeah, I'm not.
I don't know. I tell you, to be honest with you, I would tune in to WWE less. I mean, one, I'm curious to see how Zach Streif does. But actually, I think Deuce would be a better person to listen to during the preseason than whoever they have on TV, which is going to be some generic Cox anchor guy.
You know what? No, during the preseason, they usually have – they get Joe Myers, Sean Kelly, and John Stinchcomb.
Oh.
They're actually pretty good. And really, Myers and Kelly were probably two of the candidates to replace. I mean, I'm assuming Myers would have done
I can't stand Myers' voice.
Really? It's perfect. He's got a perfect voice for radio.
It's too much.
No,
he
has a perfect face for radio. But I don't know. Yeah, I can't stand his voice.
Isn't he? Yeah, he's too much that quintessential classical, like, voice. Like a voice.
I can't stand his voice.
He's got golden pipes. I mean, he's pretty good. Now, I mean, I don't know that he...
I like a little...
I'm assuming... I mean, I don't know. Is a Pelicans TV job better than a football radio job? I mean, he's on TV.
I don't think so.
I mean, he is on TV.
So?
I mean, pay's probably similar.
Yeah, there's a lot of people on TV. Nobody watches, and it doesn't matter.
Well... It's interesting. I mean, look, I hope – I wish Zach Streif all the best. I hope he does well. But it's an interesting hire considering he's never done this. And there were like Sean Kelly or Todd Graff or Tulane, guys that are more qualified that know how to call games on the
radio.
Right,
that do play-by-play. That's what I'm interested in. Correct, Jason Wright. As a color guy, that's what Deuce is. But as a play-by-play, I'm curious to see if Streif will have.
He had to have auditioned. He had to have run.
Of course,
he's got to have the skills, right, to get it.
I don't know. Yeah. It does seem very amateurish to hire like somebody who's never done it before.
Well, you remember? Well, somebody you gotta start somewhere. Why not
okay, start, right, at start the NFL at level?
High school and college. Right. I mean,
for all we know, what if Stinchcomb? Now you got me saying Stinchcomb. What if Zach Streif spent so many all of his years on the sideline, play by play calling the defense,
calling
the
yeah.
and. Everybody's ear, and they're like, "Oh my God, shut the fuck up, would you?"
Maybe, I don't know. It's an interesting hire, to say the least. I hope it works out, but I feel like there's probably other guys that were more qualified that they probably should have hired over him.
All right.
I think Graf would have been fun. Ty Graf and Annie, that'd have been a fun hire. A local guy, you know, a different, not your standard Joel Myers-ish radio voice. That's what normally, you know, we love to be different. I think that would have been a good hire, but
again, I was hoping for. We had said it during the. I had said it during. You know, I was hoping for Haas. But maybe look, you know, maybe he couldn't have done it. I mean, you know,
or maybe he didn't apply for it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but you know, look, whatever happens, whoever it is. We're going to miss Jim Henderson. Henderson was just one of the best.
He was perfect. And that's part of the problem, too. Like it's hard to replace. Like nobody's going to come in and do a good enough job after Henderson because Henderson was really perfect at it.
Yeah.
No, he was.
So whoever came in, like it was going to be hard for them to succeed regardless.
All right. Anything else on training camp? Before I move on to the next section.
Damon, are you going to any practices?
Yeah, we're going to go this Friday. This Friday is club ticket holders, whatever.
Oh, the fancy schmancy, hoity-toity. Do you guys get an air-conditioned section to watch practice in?
We do. We get breakfast. They give us sausage biscuits and free Gatorades.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Sausage biscuits and Gatorade.
Mm-hmm.
Fancy schmancy.
That's what you pay for.
That's right.
All right. And I'm going to move into Look at Him Tweets. Look at him humorous. Look at him humorous tweets.
What did I do to myself?
Okay, let's see where we want to start here tonight. Let's start with a bit of a Christian Amino. Says, do you guys think we can sweep the Panthers again this year? And do you think we will sweep the Falcons?
I do think we'll sweep the Panthers. I want to say we'll sweep the Falcons, but I feel like we're going to lose.
Which one? Home or away?
Do we play him on Thursday night again?
We play the Falcons on Thursday night, but at least we're here.
But it's on a short week, though, right? Oh, yeah, it is here. Oh, it's here? Ooh, okay.
Yeah, it's here.
Okay, so I like that. So we're definitely going to beat him here. Eh, you know what? Fuck it. Fuck it. Sweep them both.
And we play the Falcons here. The Falcons they're on a short week.
It's Thanksgiving.
Then we play the following Thursday against Dallas.
Okay. Okay.
So the second Thursday night game will not be on a short week.
We actually get a full week. That's awesome.
Right. But our first Thursday is.
And at least it's.
But at least there. But it should be, for as far as I know, it should be a short week for them also. And.
Yeah. Then, yeah. We're definitely going to win that game for sure. And then we play them week three.
Yeah. Play them early. Remember.
Okay. Yeah. Fuck it. Let's sweep them.
All right, so that's four games right there.
There you go. And, of course, we're going to sweep Tampa because Tampa sucks.
Wow.
We're going to be the New England of the NFC South. We're just going to steamroll through the division.
We didn't sweep Tampa last year.
No, we didn't.
No, we didn't. But a friend of ours.
Damn.
Why didn't we?
Good question.
Right? Okay. So there you have it. And I think that might have been the first tweet from Christian that we've ever gotten. So congratulations.
I haven't I haven't heard a tweet from him. It's not my brother. He didn't send me a tweet.
Right. And what did he say? Hey, guys, first-time tweeter, long-time listener.
First-time tweeter, known-time listener.
That's right. All right, who that Chris, we know him as CJ, tweeted in and said, how about some way too early record predictions? And this is not going to be part of the bold predictions going wrong, but just toss something out there. You kind of know a little bit about the schedule, who we're playing, when we're playing, and where we're playing. You got some early training camp predictions.
I was going to say 11-5, but after just predicting sweeping the division, it's got to be at least 12-4.
All right. I mean, I'm kind of with you. I mean, based on the sweep of the whole division, and then the fact that we play Cleveland, Cincinnati.
Right. Baltimore will be a little tough, and Pittsburgh will be tough.
We'll get real tough in the center, you know. It gets real tough.
So I'll go 12-4, but it's not my old prediction yet.
Yeah,
it'll be 13-3.
You sure you don't want to go 15-1?
Right,
I mean, it's right there.
Why not? You know, it's not like anybody's going to call us out on being wrong, right?
If you take, and this is not last year's team, you know, but you take last year's team. My God, you get that interception at the Atlanta game, you know, where we're going down to score. And we just should have beat fucking Tampa at the end of the year. I'm sorry. I mean, you know, and that's 13-3. So, yeah, this team, it definitely double digits, and I think more than 10. So, right, I'm going anywhere from 11 to 13.
Wow.
I do not think that's a bold prediction.
Well, and you know, you say all that, and you're right, because if we really truly believe this is a Super Bowl championship team, and everybody else believes it, then I would add to that you're going to get the first round bye. And in order to do that in such a powerful, strong conference, you're going to need to be 13-3.
And a powerful, strong division. Look, the NFC South is the best division in football, with Atlanta, Carolina, and New Orleans.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We sent 3 playoff teams last year.
Yeah.
So take that.
No, but I will say one caveat. And I heard this stat the other day, and I did not realize it. Did you know Cam Newton has not had back-to-back winning seasons since he's been in the NFL?
Yeah.
So it would be nice if they pull an 8-8, you know. Not that they still won't be a tough team to play, but you know, I like
nice
the path of...
If they're out of the way.
No. I still like the path of least resistance, you know.
Yeah. I mean, like, I remember last year I predicted them to fall back a little, and they didn't. Like, at some point, like, they're...
Well, they had already fallen, but the year before, you know, 16, they were 8-8 or 7-9.
Yeah, and I figured they'd just stay in that same.
No, sometimes.
Okay.
All right. Our next tweet is from Greenbaum. We kind of did talk about this a little bit. Can't wait to see Traquan Smith in action. # next Roy, our rookie of the year.
I'd be all about it. He's not going to get the volume to be rookie of the year, but when we need him in certain spots, I'm really looking forward to watching him hopefully come through. I mean, that'd be a big – I mean, if they hit on him, Jeff Ireland is the MVP of this fucking organization right now. You know, I mean, think about it. If Anzalone comes back from injury and is super productive this year – if they can hit, you know, if Davenport can show some flashes, get some production, Traquan Smith comes in and gets production. I mean, Jeff Ireland is the MVP.
Yeah, did you read that tweet or somewhere I saw? It was saying how the third round picks even is where the Saints make their splash. I talk about Anzalone if he comes back and does. He was a third round pick. Traquan Smith, obviously, early predictions that he will. Who were some of the other third round picks we had? I mean, Jimmy Graham was a third round pick. It was just almost like under this regime.
Ron Armstead, I think, was
Armstead was a third round. Yeah,
I think Akeem Hicks.
Yep, he was.
He's great now. I mean, black out.
Right, he got complacent. He was just with the wrong coaching staff.
Clearly, Phil Johnson just didn't do it.
That's it. So yeah, it was just interesting to see all the third round picks and seeing how many of them worked.
Like a lot of our picks and signings, so I mean, think like if he were, and if Cam Meredith works out, it's like Oh boy.
What, Nelly?
I mean, dude, you realize we're going to win the fucking Super Bowl this year. You realize that, right?
Well, that's how you're going to go 13-3.
Shit.
All right.
To up that to 14-2.
Oh god.
I'm going off the rails here. That's how I am so fully fucking invested in this team right now. It's crazy.
Yeah. All right, then Craig Wright, also known as at CaliCajun67, says, which is more interesting, Boston Scott and Traquan Smith killing it, or Davenport's lack of doing much, parentheses, albeit against Armstead, who is good at football.
We knew Davenport was going to, you know, it's going to take him some time
mm-hmm.
to get in. Plus, he's going against a pretty good left tackle in Armstead. I'm just excited about Smith. And Scott, and remember last week I said I had a sneaky suspicion that Scott was going to be the guy, you know, not Terrence West or Williams or Vereen. I thought Scott was going to be the guy that was going to get some playing time early on. I thought he was going to be a guy to come in and get it done. So I stick by that.
I think you even did say something last week about that. We were talking about him bowling ball and all that.
Did not I just say that?
Yeah. Oh, I didn't hear you say last week. I thought you said you said it in the past.
The past meaning last week.
Well, I was being specific. I was specifying when in the past.
Okay. You were looking at something else. That's fine.
No, I was making it an accurate statement.
As is, of course, the tradition.
Of course, right. That's classic. Yeah. Making statements accurate and factual. All right. Next one comes from Jason Oser. Going to the Dome in September for the first time ever. Unfortunately, not for a game. But for the Taylor Swift concert Saturday. Where's the best spots to watch the noon kickoff game versus Shitlanta?
Oh, he's talking about...
Oh, okay.
He wants to know where to go watch the game.
Right. In the city, right. Yeah.
I got you.
Not in the stadium.
Right. Well, that's not the... Right. I don't think he's going to... He said that. He's not going to try to watch it there.
Okay.
I mean, after the concert's over, if you want to go up to Section 648 and just hang out in a seat up there, that's a good spot.
No, he's talking... you know, I've never watched a professional game there, but Manning's... is a pretty good spot.
I think that would probably make a great place to watch the game. Good environment, mm-hmm. good setting, good mm-hmm. part of town.
Mm-hmm. Now, again, I haven't been there in a while, but they used to have these nice recliners that they did like stadium seating in front of a huge, huge wall television.
Is that upstairs or is that downstairs?
It was downstairs. Okay. Again, I don't know that they moved it, but it was, you know, recliner seats, and they, you know, you had a little tray, you could order food, and wine, and again, a huge wall, television covered the whole wall.
I mean,
yeah,
that
would be fun to watch.
I mean, there's a lot of places, like Tracy's would be a good spot to watch it. There'll be plenty of good places to watch a Saints game on a Sunday, especially against the Falcons. There'll be plenty of good spots. But if you're down in that area, yeah, I mean, probably can't go wrong with Manning's.
Yeah, I'm with him on Manning's. I've never watched a game there, but I've had lunch there a few times back when I was working down there, and I enjoy the environment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nice environment. Yeah.
Classy sports environment.
It's weird. I feel like I'm not super qualified to say where do you want to go to watch a road game because I just watch it in my house.
Right.
Well, like, I don't go anywhere to watch a road game.
I agree, right. I watch road games at my house, and then when the home games, I'm in the stadium. You know,
yeah,
that's the best place to watch it, is the Superdome, if you can get there. That's what I'd recommend.
He will be in the Dome, just the wrong night and for the wrong event. So,
yeah, I'd try Manning's, though. That would be a good, you'll enjoy it.
Well, or like walk-ons probably wouldn't be bad either.
That's what I was kind of thinking. Would walk-ons be the place, because it crossed the street from the Dome, pretty much.
Yeah, no, that wouldn't be bad either.
It shouldn't be super packed, I wouldn't think.
I don't know. It's, to me, though, it's easy to watch the game with a huge wall television in Manning's, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I know walk-ons have several TVs around the thing, but I just like, man, sometimes you can get put somewhere.
Damon loves those Manning's.
You get
always
put
has, in, always will.
You get put somewhere and walk on that you can't see a TV.
I doubt that.
No, I mean, no.
Nope, the Saints game was going to be on every single television.
No, the game will be on every TV, but some of the tables, you know, don't have nice access to TV. Either straining your head or you. Look, I know that because of one downtown. I mean, they've done it to us before.
All right. Well, what if he goes to Manning's and the recliners are full already and he can't sit?
Well,
in front
but the TV, the size of the wall, you can see it from everywhere.
Right, but there's a wall behind seats that if you're sitting behind that wall, you might be part of the spot.
No, it's not.
Okay.
No, it's not. Oh, but and to get those seats, I'm sure you have to get there fucking ridiculously early.
Mm-hmm. And depending on what kind of night he has the night before at Taylor Swift, he may not be able to get there.
Yeah, I don't think much is going to happen there. Okay.
But, yeah, next, a lot of places are going to be you're going to be all right.
All right, so our last tweet comes from Neil from across the pond, and this is a little lengthy, but I'm going to read the whole thing in its entirety because it needs to be read. He said, my daughter, Emily, almost Mickey, remember we almost named his daughter Mickey, has just finished what we call preschool over here. He's in England. They have us a book of her progress, and in it there were lots of notes about things she said and done throughout the year. Remember how she went to Saints Wembley game, unlike you three pussies?
Well,
she was full of it when she went back to preschool. Please see and please read out on the show the attached note from the preschool to the parents. Just imagine her as a three-year-old saying this. So it's, I guess, observation comments. Tell me about your weekend in London, Emily, is what the teachers must have asked her. And she said, let's see, Adrian was at the American football. Adrian is daddy's friend at work. Adrian's favorite team is the Bears. We like the Saints. I don't like who likes the Dolphins, or I don't know who likes the Dolphins. Do you know? Maybe mummy and daddy know. I've seen the cheerleaders on the keel at the American football game before, and the Saints win. I've got a mascot bear. I called her Wembley. I got upset because it was home to go. It was time to go. I got upset because I wanted to watch the Saints again. So he takes his daughter to a Saints game in the next, I guess, day or week or whatever. That's all she could talk about. So, fantastic Saints fan in the making.
Well, I'm. See, I got something different out of it. I'm wondering who this, if I'm his wife, I'm wondering who this Emily is, and the daughter knows that's his friend at work.
Emily is his daughter.
Oh, Emily's the daughter. Oh,
He thought it was the friend who liked the Bears, right?
No, Adrian is Emily's friend who likes the
Bears.
Adrian. Yeah, Emily Adrian. Was saying that Adrian was at the game too, I guess. Adrian. Adrian is
right. No,
friend
okay, right, right. At Adrian, work. Right.
Okay.
Right. Who is Adrian?
So Neil and Adrian took Emily to the game.
Right. And Adrian
Adrian's right. favorite team is the Bears. We like the Saints. I don't know who likes the Dolphins. Well, I don't know where the Dolphins came into the picture.
Well, because we played the Dolphins.
Oh, maybe that's what it is.
Remember? We beat the Dolphins 20 to
nothing.
That's
right.
That's where
shut up, motherfucker.
Turn the season around on that one.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, now it's all better. I've seen the cheerleaders on the keel. I guess that's what they call the field over there at the American football before, and then the Saints.
Yeah, she's probably talking soccer terms. We're trying to convert it into football.
Right.
Yeah.
But either way,
Neil. Yeah, who's Adrian? Adrian's a guy's name too. It could have been a male friend.
Yeah, I'm wondering who Adrian is.
Could have. All right, that's the tweet segment. And other than that, y'all got any other thoughts on the Saints ongoings? Maybe a little heavy.
Have you seen this? Have you heard about this?
The Gleasons announced today that they're having a baby.
Yeah.
How do you like that? Oh, are you going to go there?
Well, come on.
You going to be that guy?
One of the daddies.
In vitro fertilization, David.
That's what they say. Sure, that's what they're going to tell you.
Come on. You know, it's good. Congratulations for them. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Crazy thing. It's been seven years?
I wonder how he got diagnosed. You know? I mean, is it...
He's still here. I mean, I'll be honest. When he got diagnosed 7 years ago, I didn't think he'd still be here at this point.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty... Wow. That's amazing.
You know what helps?
Money.
Yeah.
I mean, look at Magic Johnson.
Yeah. Remember that?
Yeah,
the South Park
money.
Episode.
Yeah.
All right.
But, But yeah,
why is Magic Johnson? That's awesome. With HIV. I don't know. I sleep with all this money.
The other thing I caught was, did you know, with Peyton's quote of the year, you know how he's done the do your job in 2012 and finish strong in 2009? And I mean, I guess each year there's kind of like a mantra or motto or a quote or something of the season. Do you know what this season's is?
No.
Jason, do you know?
I remember reading the story about it, but it was the first day of camp and I forgot it.
Uh-huh. It's prove them right.
Ooh.
I like that. You know, everybody, you know, a lot of times coaches kind of want to turn like, oh, don't listen to what they're saying about you don't get your big head and all that. I like the prove them right mentality. It's kind of like they're saying you're the best. Prove them right. Live up to that. It's
yeah,
it's a positive spin on it.
We get the quote.
You get it?
We get the quote. We get the quote. I get it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jeff.
Because, you see, it could have been prove them wrong, and that would have been backwards and wrong. See, that's what the
totally
Falcons,
against
the Falcons are probably prove them wrong.
Falcons prove them wrong every year.
So there is that. All right, final thoughts, Jason.
Final thoughts, I've got two. First, old Nikolai Volkov, the old Russian wrestler from the 80s, passed away yesterday at the age of 7.
How
was that your final thought?
No. How old was he?
He's just upset.
He was 70.
What? Yeah.
Well, for a wrestler, that's pretty old.
No, you're right. Guys. You're right. Yeah.
Because there was another wrestler who died yesterday, Jerry Lawler's son. You remember, Jeff, Grandmaster Sexay? He was half of Too Cool. Remember Too Cool? The one guy would do the worm.
Yeah, the other guy would have that. But I do know who Jerry Lawler is, and I did see that his son.
Yeah, his son. He hanged himself.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
I didn't
know that.
Yeah, but getting back, Nikolai Volkov, the old Russian. He teamed with Iron Sheik back in the '80s, fought against Hulk Hogan back in the Cold War. One of the old villains. So got to live to 70 at least. You know, for a wrestler,
yeah.
That's actually
yeah. Okay,
good.
Look, okay, all right, I gotta go. I'll talk to y'all later.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, so since Damon's gone, I'll do a final thought for Damon. It's Tiger Week again!
Aha! Uh-huh.
We get Tiger this week in the WGC Bridgestone, the World Golf Tournament. Then next week is the final major of the season, the PGA Championship. So Tiger is playing both weeks. So I'm interested to see how Tiger does. He has been trending up and trending up. So that would be some. I mean, I'm waiting for the day that he wins. It's going to be fucking glorious. But you can guarantee if he's in the hunt, a lot of eyeballs are going to be watching.
Yeah.
It's going to be exciting.
All right. So that's going to be Damon's final thought?
Yeah. Damon's final thought was Tiger.
Excited about Tiger Woods.
He succumbed to the Tiger Week.
All right, and I'm going to then take that to the ending, and that is all the show we have for you right now, which means we're going to thank our loyal listeners for downloading each week and telling all of your friends about the Dome Patrol podcast. You can like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Dome Patrol PCast. So if you don't listen to us on your podcast app, there's the old-fashioned way of listening to our show, Dome Patrol Podcast.
.com.
Say bye-bye, donkeys.
Bye-bye, humorous donkeys.
Good night, Hoodat Nation.